guest host Monica Mendez, and I'm sitting in for Julie today. She's on vacation, but she'll be back. Don't worry. And today's guest is the lovely Sarah Blake. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, hi, guys. And girls.
And we have another guest. We have Mr. Richard Avery himself sitting in.
Hello,
the master.
Girls.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. Let's make this happen.
Let's do it.
Let's have some fun.
Talk about sex.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get dirty.
Do you like it in the ass? Do you like it receiving tickle? Do you like it in here? What do you like? Come on.
Come on, what is this? It turned into an interrogation?
Hey, that's a fetish too.
Wait a minute.
You just got to tie me up first. That's all.
Is there like waterboarding.com kind of a thing?
There's water bondage websites.
I just bamboo under the fingernails.
I just did a thing yesterday while I was tied up in the shower with my face down. I had a thigh strap on hooked to my ankles to keep my ankles, and I had to like fuck myself with it. It was really hot.
Okay. Yeah, it's
I was
great.
Like, let's
You're
do
awesome.
This in the
in
shower.
In a shower.
Yeah.
Wow. Was the shower going on at the same
yeah.
time? Oh my God.
It was like water dripping.
I was
going to
kind of like slowly build up to this point, but we're just jumping right into it.
Well, I think that we have to let the listeners know.
Yeah.
Sarah, first of all, you have to see Sarah. She's adorable, cute. And you're sitting
Amazing.
Here with their little arms crossed, and she's got this little girly T-shirt that says "Keep on Licking" with the Tootsie Roll.
But let's get to
owl.
The truth is, she's sick.
But
she's crazy.
Is in, at home, face it. You're just this crazy. I like to be tied up, close pinned.
I'm a dirty, dirty girl.
I'm a dirty little girl. Oh man, will you marry me? Well, but first I want to mention the fact that Fabulous Sarah is our J Girl this month here
That's
in December
right.
of 2006, and our little special girl. And throughout the month, we're featuring her like in photo sets and movies, and it's going to be great. And I think everybody's going to be surprised when they see.
Yeah, I had an awesome time shooting that too, because we did some stuff that I've never done before and some very interesting ties. And, you know, there's this whole thing with C-47s, if you know what those are, which are clothespins. And
it was a first for me.
C-47, it sounds like a gun.
Well, they used to come in packs of 47,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So they called C-47.
Yeah, exactly. It was a first for me. I told everybody afterwards, I was like, wow, I lost my cherry to Sarah there. I was
Woo-hoo.
Like, wow, okay. And the people who've seen the work are all like, literally are just like tripping out like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. I said, I know, I'm still in shock.
We should do one with me with like cute little braided pigtails with a little sucker or something, just to like have the contrast.
Of yeah, exactly.
And they'll be like, that's not Sarah.
Exactly.
Because we saw like, you know, gritty, hardcore Sarah. And they're like, what is this?
Well, just say
that's,
that wasn't Sarah. It was like Sarah's evil twin.
Yeah. Like, that was Blake.
Exactly. Right. Did you know Sarah Blake is really two people?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Andrew's always saying, Sarah, that's my sister.
Exactly.
The joke's old.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's like my dirty uncle. You know?
Exactly. He taught me everything I know today. So let's start at the beginning. How long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business, the adult industry, for over 5 years.
Wow.
But I've been in the film industry for about 3.5 years.
Right.
So, yeah.
Why did you get into it?
I got into it because I wanted to explore things I couldn't explore. I grew up in a small town where being bisexual was like worse than anything you can imagine, because now you're greedy and everybody's right. like, oh my God, she's going to hump my leg and my girlfriend's leg. You know,
yeah.
They get all freaked
exactly.
out. Yeah, it's like you're being greedy and people don't understand.
So you're pissing
you.
Off a lot of guys and a lot of girls.
Yeah, because I'd be like, oh, you're hot. Your chick's hotter, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Total pervy.
So you're staying away from my girlfriend.
But what guy wouldn't like that though? I think that most guys would be glad to hand you over to their girlfriend and
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, I was like, you know, when I was married at one time, and I was just like, hey, dude, let's go on the internet and find a chick.
Ugh.
You know, no strings attached, just gratuitous sex, and let's have fun with her. I've never been with a girl. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And he's all like, well, you know, I started going back to church, and I was like, fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, yeah,
and
you
the Lord
fucked
tells
it all
me. So what was your first experience with a woman?
My first experience with a woman was I was dancing at a club in Memphis, Tennessee, and this couple came in, and the girl that came in
was it Elvis and Priscilla?
No.
No.
That'd have been kind of hot.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow, that's my fantasy.
Exactly. I'm doing Priscilla while Elvis is watching.
He's popping pills.
Exactly.
I'm popping pills.
Exactly. So what happened?
Well, the girl that came in looked just like the girl that I grew up with, that was my best friend, and I always had such a crush on her. She had the freckles, pure white, beautiful skin, hair down to her ass, and, wow, you know, cute little thin petite thing like me, you know. And then her and her boyfriend started buying me lap dances, or buying lap dances for me, yeah, for her. And I was just like, I'm going to have to go change my thong. You know, I was just like, oh no. Because I thought it was my friend that I grew up with, because I was like, oh crap, that's so-and-so. And I was like, no, it's not. And then I had the eyebrow thing going, yeah, on. I was like, you know, if I had a little mustache, I'd be twirling it, yeah, thinking dirty thoughts. So I danced for them for like 3 hours straight. We just had fun and drank and had a good time. And they happened to be staying in the hotel right next door. Go figure, right?
It was like one of the,
yeah. And they're like, so do you like want to come back with us? And I was like, gee, I don't know. I don't think I was supposed to do that. And, da, da, da. And I was just like, you know, fuck it. I was single. I was like, you know, divorce was almost final. I was like, this will be great.
Yeah.
So we went and basically just had sex till the sun came up, and he watched.
The whole time?
Yeah. He was like watching, and then like he would touch her, but she said, yeah, he couldn't touch me, and I was like, whatever. Because, yeah, I like the voyeuristic thing where he can watch, like it's an exhibitionist, yeah, thing. So I was like, that was even hotter.
Wow.
Right. You know, to have a witness. Be like, this really happened. He can say so.
Exactly.
That's that guy.
I got a sworn affidavit. He signed that, right, he was there.
Was that her first time with a girl?
Yes.
Wow.
So we were both kind of like virgins to pussy in a way.
Wow. So tell us the dirty details. Who did what to who?
So we got there. We were both like giggly and like, I don't know. We were
drunk.
Like, is it okay? Yeah, we were drunk and giggly, and is it okay to touch here, and what's okay, and are you okay, and this and this and that. And she's embarrassed, and I'm like, let's go.
So you're more dominant, yeah, on this.
I was, I guess, the more aggressive, yeah, one once we got in the room.
Yeah.
And then so she's like, oh, well, I've never tasted a girl. I want to taste a girl. And I was like, okay. And I had those neat drawstring panties from, you know, the dancers, mm-hmm, wear.
Yeah.
And I just went, whoop, here we go.
Taste away.
I was like, convenience.
Exactly.
Now, this isn't fair. How come when I'm in a strip club working, I get like old men with walkers and like, you know, I don't
in
get
wheelchairs.
This. What the hell? I got.
Wait, you've, I don't never get, you've never had a girl.
I get girls.
You've never.
I, of course, I've danced with girls in
but
the strip club.
But have you ever gone home with a girl?
Not from,
a
strip club. Well, a girl that works there. I, yeah, had a female lover that, no, I worked, okay, with there.
But never like in her.
No, because the customer girls that I've danced for are great. I love dancing for women, but they're not desirable to me. And
right.
But women are crazier though when they,
yes,
come in there. Like they're thrusting around and they're like trying to touch, you know. And
they
and
get, yeah, I think they get into it more.
Yeah.
The last strip club I went to, I had a bed dance.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
We have that at Foreplay.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was there. I don't know, but it was like this bed, and I lay down, and the girl was like not shy at all about touching me, and I was like this, you know, having my hands back, like okay, because I don't want to get thrown out. I'm not going to get thrown out. I'm like the girl,
right?
And I'm,
right,
being respectful, and they see that I'm like, you know, this,
yeah,
cute little innocent thing,
up.
And then she's like, "It's okay to touch me," and I go, "Really?" I'm like, "Really, really, really?
Exactly.
Is it really okay?" So then, you know, she actually like rubbed me until I had an orgasm right there.
Wow!
Like,
no way.
Kind of hit it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have like the best fun at strip clubs. It's like,
I'm going with you next.
What? Girl?
I never go because I never have fun.
You have to go with a girl. I'm telling you, because girls get attention.
I agree.
They do.
No, I agree.
When
I used to go with my girlfriend, we had more fun. The last time I went to strip club was I went with two of my assistants, and it was one of the worst times ever. It was like one was drunk and one was stoned, and we just sat there, and they were like, just, you know, they didn't want to be there, and I was like, I was talking to a cute stripper, and they were like ruining the whole night, and I was like, dude, I'm so mad. This is in Louisiana. It was horrible.
All right, the three of us were
Let's go. Exactly. What are we doing afterwards?
So then after I had this like great girl-on-girl experience, and it was fun, and it was like no strings attached, which was great, because I don't like the whole attached thing. So yeah. So then I was doing live.
Your idea of commitment is I commit to one night.
Yeah.
Maybe breakfast.
Let's be friends. Let's be friends and fuck every once in a while, but that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
So then from then on, there was a girl at the club that found out that that's what I did. And she's like, oh, so you like girls? And she goes, let's do a girl-girl show on stage.
Did she find out
yes.
by just accident, or did you just post up a bulletin? Guess what I did last night? I think, and she accidentally found out. She read the sign that I posted.
I think the girl came in then told her. Oh, and wow. Of course she knew who I was or something. Yeah. I don't know. And then she's like, yeah, that cute redhead. And she's
Where is she?
Oh, really? She does that? Because they did. Yeah. They weren't supposed to do it, but they did live girl-on-girl shows where you ate pussy on stage in front of like hundreds of people.
Wow.
And they would throw money at you and you would make a really good money for like two songs. You'd make like $200 a piece.
Right.
Because people were throwing like 20s and they'd wad them up and this and that. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
I know, because I hate to see the shows here in LA because they're very strict most of the time.
I was shocked, actually.
The girl-girl show here, you have to like simulate it and pretend. And to me, the girls are just drunk on stage and they're really not into each other. They're just trying to get more money out of the customers. It's like, God, come on. Lick some pussy or get off stage.
Exactly.
You know, I want to see
What are you doing down there? Come on.
Exactly. They're,
you know.
You can fake it. You can hide.
Gay for pays, but that's
I hate that. I call that the dead fish syndrome when girls are gay for pay.
Yeah.
Because they are so dead in the face. But it's really funny when you get someone who's like thinks that, oh yeah, you can't make me come. Like I am like special and I don't even like girls and this and that. And I like and then I do the thing where, you know, I pretend the camera's not there and I actually do what feels good for a little bit and then I pull off so they can see. Then I go back and pull off so they, you know, the camera can see, but it's still like,
right,
stimulates her more. And then she's like, oh crap. And then she starts to back away because she's like, I can't come this way because I don't like girls.
Yeah.
I don't like girls. And I'm just like, yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
But it's funny. It's like, you know, that's the thing I hate about like a lot of porn and whatever. I just hate stuff that's fake anyway. So I don't know all the things. I like as real and honest as possible as you can. And it's not, to me, it's not about camera angles or about things. Just make it as real and honest as possible. You know, I think that comes off more.
Yeah.
That's what I'd rather
It's a lot more fun to watch, I would think. You know, it's less boring. I mean, I've seen stuff and I'm just like, I mean, I'm not a big porn fan anymore because I get to see stuff live. But and I get to be in it. So, I've seen stuff and I'm just like, wow, that's the most boring blowjob ever seen in my entire life. She is not having fun at all.
Yeah. Right.
And neither is he. Yeah. They're like, no, going through the motions instead of actually like...
Like phones it in.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, I love it on sets when they're so occupied and they're so busy on how like the curtains look in the background or the props. And meanwhile, the you know... Yeah.
Then it's like,
come on.
Dude, just that's why, like, you know, I just doing my first movie, I just kind of just said, all right, girls, go have fun. And if I miss the shot, it's my bad. And I just let them play. I just said, go get them. And
well, a lot of times
back.
If someone's open about their sexuality and they're having a great time and they're really great at expressing themselves on camera and everything else, you don't have to tell them very much. And they'll give you everything you want. You just have to capture it. That's what being camera is about, is capturing a moment instead of like being like, okay, do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why don't you just let her do her own thing? And it looks so much more natural and she's actually having fun. If you catch a real orgasm on film...
You're lucky.
I dropped the camera. I'm just like,
exactly.
Ah.
So I want to talk about this month's content and the shoot itself. First of all, on my side, I want to give you my little perspective. Number one, it was awesome. I had one of the best days I've had in a long, long time.
Cool.
It was an eye-opening experience in that I hadn't shot fetish stuff probably in about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I kind of got away from it and was doing a bunch of other things. And that whole day we shot... I was having such a great time, more about because we're having fun, and I thought I thought what we were doing was great. But I loved watching that you were having fun, like you weren't faking it. You were having fun, and I, again, I'm just there to capture what you're doing. And I kind of stood back. I just kept on telling myself, I'm just going to shut up and let you do your thing, and it's up to me to get it. And I just felt, for me, I walked away, and then after seeing the content, which some has been released as of today and some will be released future, is that it's really cool. I mean, and it's different for Julie Land in that it's the first dive into fetish stuff on the site. So how was it for you? I mean, I know you shoot a lot. You shoot a lot of people and stuff like that. But I mean, is this something, you know, you've seen some of the results and...
Actually, like the BDSM fetish genre is my favorite. I feel it's more creative. It's more challenging. Just when I think that things are getting easier, it gets tougher, especially with Damon Pierce rigging, because he can tell.
He
can see the look in my face and be like, she's got it too easy. We're going to put this rope here, or we're going to put more clothespins on her, or we're going to flog her more, or whatever it is. He like has
he
like,
knows
a sense
your
about
buttons,
it.
Though.
He knows.
I literally, I was watching, like, every time I felt like, which I give you major props for, is like every time I felt like you were going to a level... And he would like he'd let you come down, and then he would go to the next level. Like he would give you a chance to relax, almost like catch your breath. All right, now we're gonna go here. And I thought that was really cool.
Oh
Have
yeah.
Have you done suspension?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I do like suspension. Mm-hmm. I did a shoot where I was hanging upside down with my hands tied behind my back and ate pussy, which was so much fun because my head started filling up with, you know, all your blood rushes to your head and you're just like kind of dizzy and like it's intoxicating.
For?
You kind of have to go, you have to be let down a couple times.
Right.
Like on film, it looks like she's up there for a half hour.
Yeah.
You really literally can't do that because it's not safe.
You'll pass out.
Yeah. You know, you'll be like, eh. Eating.
How's it going, Sarah? She's not talking. but you know, when did you first discover this? I wouldn't want to say this fun that you or this enjoyment or this, I guess, fun that you have about being tied up and suspended and ropes.
Well,
and all
the first
that
time I was ever tied up, I worked for a company that does really soft, pretty stuff. Basically, it's all fetish, it's all bondage, it's all like damsel in distress type of stuff, where basically, the poor girl is kidnapped and tied up, and she's,
those.
You know,
the same company,
and
it's struggle,
and it's cute and fun. You're like, you know, and it's, you know, wide eyes and this and that, and then, but what's funny is the first time I got there, I didn't know I was being tied up. My age did not tell me. Agent I had.
Great.
He's like,
agent.
Yeah, this is a great company. He hires
some
a lot of girls.
Comes out with rope.
I get there, and there's a box of rope. There's a bunch of tape, and there's these two guys. And I'm like, no fucking way. I'm like, what the? And they were like, they didn't tell you. And they were freaked out because I was freaked out because they're so sweet. They're just like, no, we're not going to do anything bad to you. This is not even sex. You don't have to be naked if you don't want to.
I think that's the same. Yeah.
And there's really, really cool about everything. So I was like, okay, but I was terrified the whole time. And the feeling of being terrified was kind of like riding a roller coaster of like, this is scary. I don't know what's going to happen next. Da, 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 da. And I'm a control freak. So it was like one of those things where you have to let go. You don't have any control anyway. So you have to relax. And that's what happened.
Wow.
So then when I got tied up, I didn't have any control anymore. I was like, I don't have any control of a situation. I can relax now.
Yeah.
And that's what like going into a subspace means, like if you're submissive.
But I think like ultimately the stuff we did that day, I honestly, I felt like you were in control the whole time.
Well, at any time I can say stop.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm just saying ultimately I felt like as much as it was like you're playing the sub in a sense, I really felt like you were the one that was in control.
Well,
that comes across in the photos.
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand the mentality of it, but I think you get it, you know.
Because
Dick gets it.
I get it all. And then some. But I just felt like the whole time was that like you were the one that was calling the shots, really. Even though you were tied up or you were ball gagged, you were still calling the shots.
A lot of that is trust, too, because I trust him explicitly.
Yeah.
I know he's not going to damage me.
Yeah.
He'll hurt me, and I'll like it, but he won't damage me.
It's,
like,
to
the point where I'm not having fun anymore.
And we'll get it. So let's talk about, we did a bunch of photo sets. Those are being released. We did a movie. There's one movie in particular that I put together that I'm very proud of. I think it's one of the best movies on the site. It's about, I think it comes out in about 3 weeks from now, the middle, end of December, of November. And it's called Ouch. And
perfect.
My editor and I came up with the title because when we looked at it, we both went, ouch.
I think everybody who sees anything like that looks at it, and if they've never had that experience, goes, ow.
Oh, yeah.
How is she doing that?
Yeah.
And
you're
covered
in this movie, you're covered in clothespins and all over your body.
I had about 100 on me. I'm not really sure how many.
It was a lot.
But there were a lot.
And it was like the ones I couldn't get over. I mean, was your face. It was like all over your face.
The clit.
I had them on my eyebrows.
Yeah.
I had them on my lower lip. He put them on my jaw, like right on my jawbone, which was actually tingly for like 3 days. So every time I felt it, I was like, ooh. And then, you know, they were all over my, they were on my nipples, like all the way down my stomach and my legs. And then they were, he used very thin hemp rope to tie the clothespins open that were on my pussy lips to hold me open, and then he put one strategically at the right time on my clit.
Yeah, that was insane.
It's like the nipples. So you put the clip on the nipple, and it's just like a burst of sensation throughout your breast. It's amazing.
The thing is, the other burst of sensation is like the best part is when they come off.
Yeah.
Right.
Because all the blood's getting like, you know, it's like when you pinch your finger, and eventually your finger is going to get a little numb. But when you take your, it's like when your foot falls asleep. And you move and the blood rushes back and you're tingling and you're like, wow, that's like a weird sensation. It's almost like a chill goes through your body in a way. So every time you take a clothespin off, the blood rushes back to that skin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like
Ooh. Totally.
Every
the
time.
Ropes, my favorite part is being untied. It was so relaxing, and mm-hmm. it's like someone playing with your hair, the tingling sensation. So when they used to untie me for that yeah. same company, it right. would feel so good. It was
oh,
the
yeah.
best feeling.
And you just kind of want to lay there and be like,
yeah.
Aw.
So in this movie, you're like getting, I mean, he's just, you know, kind of having his way with you.
He's
and stuff
relentless,
like
actually.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty insane. And like I said, the people who have seen it have just kind of said, wow, and like, ouch. And, you know, the kind of the few words that they would say. And I think it's amazing. I think people are going to like it. And I hope people like it because we're going to do a lot more of it here at Julie Land. Because it was fun.
I think it's more creative when you can work with, you know, those are used as props. Those are like, because I yeah. like naked girls with a few things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like naked girls and rope. Naked yeah. girls in stockings, yeah. naked girls in her toy, naked yeah. girls in just a few things or whatever. It doesn't have to be some elaborate costume. It could be a girl in nipple clamps would be so hot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you like pantyhose. That's your real fetish.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I have a huge pantyhose fetish. It's so funny. Monica came to shoot me one day and I showed her like my collection because I'd been compiling wardrobe. And oh. she goes,
yeah, you
oh
do.
Oh, my God. You have a ton. And I was like, can you tell I have kind of a fetish?
Is your fetish to wear them or is it to see other women?
It's to wear them, to feel them, to rip them, to feel them on other girls, to see them, to watch yeah. girls put them on, take them off, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. anything to do with pantyhose.
See, I love that
put
too.
Them over their head, you know,
yeah. no, I
all
love
that
kind
too.
Of
stuff.
I like anything that adds texture and color. Like a lot of the people look at the site, our members, they see that like I have stockings all the time.
Yeah,
and
I think it's
like,
it kind of ties into having heels on and pretty legs.
Yeah.
Cause
mm-hmm.
But it has to be stockings. It can't just be legs.
Yeah.
Like, that's hot, but if she has stockings on, I'm like, ooh.
My favorite thing, and if you look at the site, there's a lot of it, is I love black, opaque stockings.
Ooh.
And it always say, every time I go to New York City in the winter and I see women walking around black, opaque, I just have to sit in the street corner and just watch and just go, oh my God. I think it's such a sexy thing where you can't see the opaqueness, I think, is really cool. It's like
oh,
really
yeah.
fun to do. So I'm going to go back to, I want to talk about your website. Because
okay.
your website, amongst a lot of the girls that I've shot and a lot of girls I've worked with, have these kind of what I call half-ass websites. You know, and well, they just don't seem to put the time and the energy into it. And I have this philosophy about websites, including ours, is that you only get out of it what you put into it. And
exactly.
We put 110% in. It seems to me you put 110% into yours. And that's sarahblake.com, correct?
Yes, sarahblake.com. For the last 6 months, I was working on my site specifically and working for other people, and I sunk a lot of money and time and effort, like 18 hours of my time a day.
Yeah.
Like, so it was crazy. I was gathering content, and most of it was setting things up, because that's really
right.
one of the hardest parts is setting things up.
Yep.
And then I decide, how much am I going to update? What am I going to charge? What, you know, how do I make this fair? And da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. So actually, I have overloaded myself to the point where it's really fun now, because now I'm in the complete edit mode
right.
to where I'm editing and then shoot one day or 2 days a week, and then I edit everything. And I also shoot myself. I have this whole apparatus that I use where it's used to be on a remote,
right?
But now it's all hands free. It's an automatic shutter system.
It's really good too. It's
is
beautiful.
Is it kind of did you do some sort of like clap on, clap off thing? So to just clap your hands.
No, but that you can. I can actually with the thing
click.
I have, I can wear like heels.
Clap
and
clap off.
With the thing I have, it is yeah. can be sound triggered too.
Yeah.
But it actually,
wow.
you know, goes
good.
Through like the link thing
yeah.
in the camera, and it automatically takes my picture. So I'm on both sides. I usually have a mirror in front of me so I can see the little screen in the camera if
right.
that's the one I'm using. And then I just move the camera around to different places, and then I take like 300 pictures because
yeah.
I have to, like, I'm not always having my foot in the shot.
Right, right.
And maybe something's out of focus or whatever. And then eventually I have these really good pictures, and they're like, oh, who's your photographer? And I'm like, me. And they're like, bullshit. And
yeah.
I was like, no, I did. I took that. You know.
So that's this is
great.
All part of the site.
It's
all
part of
a lot
it's
of
just, yeah.
the stuff that you shoot yourself. You do stuff. Monica, you shot her.
Yeah.
You know, I've shot you. Like, all this stuff that you're shooting, all these other photographers and working
yeah.
with all sorts of people.
And I have so much content and so much fun stuff, and I'm so excited to show people
yeah.
what I have. It's not really just like the feedback, but I'm just like, look what I did. Look what I did. We
yeah.
accomplished
mm-hmm.
this today. We did this. This is a great, you know, set.
What else comes if I'm a member of
diary.
Your site? What else do I get?
So there's a diary. There's a message board where you can ask me anything. I have this section called Ask Me Anything. And underneath it, it says, just be prepared to get my no bullshit answer. Because I don't feel right. that I should give the cheesy, right. like, oh, yeah, of course I love the taste of cum. I want it in my ear.
Yeah, right.
So the big question is, what's the craziest, or should I say the stupidest question you've gotten so far?
We've heard some crazy ones.
Exactly.
So. Let's see. I usually get this weird question where they're like, so why did you change your name to Sarah? I was born Sarah. I was like, my mom had my name picked out when she was 13. I worked for a site, and then people became fans of the site. It was a cutesy, yeah. you know, young girl type thing. And they renamed me, which I won't say it because everybody already knows it anyway.
Yeah.
They renamed me, and they made a site out of the content. Well, uh-huh. great. Wonderful. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's like, well, why'd you change your name to Sarah? And that seems like the dumbest question. Right. That and are you 19?
And you're,
I'm actually 26 years old. Yeah. I just play an 18-year-old on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you look very young, though. You do.
Thank you.
But
yeah.
you're very mature. You have your act together. You're a businesswoman.
Yeah. So, oh, on the site, so you get, actually, you get updates every day. You get a picture set and a video set, usually every day. And then I have Mass Update Monday, which is usually three videos and two picture
sets. Are you serious? That much?
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Oh, my God.
And then sometimes on Fetish Friday, which is every Friday, there's more content.
Do you have two for Tuesdays?
Yeah.
And... I like hot dog dates.
Well, when...
Exactly. casual Fridays.
Well, as I get more, like boy-girl content and girl-girl content, I'm doing to do every Wednesday is hump day.
That's great.
So it's going to be a humping thing.
So you do boy-girl.
Yes.
You do girl-girl. You do all pretty much everything, right? What are your don'ts?
I don't do anal yet. And that's because
that yet.
Because I'm not comfortable with it
yet.
You
can never say never, right?
Well, yeah. I'm actually, I've got someone I play with and they're going to like train me. Basically, on what to do properly to
can I
have fun.
Have this life? I have someone to teach me.
But every time
me.
I think about that, I just think that like my visual of the training is they're using butt plugs and stuff, and then you're going okay, and they go okay. Here's a little cracker, like a little you know dog biscuit for training.
Well, it is going to be in a BDSM setting,
okay.
So I will get my reward for being a good girl.
Exactly.
But,
all right. Cool.
But it's you know that's how I feel more comfortable. If I'm going to feel humiliated, I want to feel humiliated that way, because it's like a humiliating thing
Smart
for me,
girl.
And I love that sensation
yeah.
in
right.
that setting.
Right.
But I don't see myself like doing gonzo anal scenes at all
right.
because I don't trust these guys, and I've seen so many scary things
yeah.
happen like that, and I know girls that have to go to the hospital, and I'm like, no, I don't trust these guys. Because
yeah.
wow. they're like, hello, here's the dick in your ass. Instead of like, we're going to warm you up and put it in slowly and right. whatever. I was like,
yeah,
if I was going to do it, they'd have to be on off camera with me, playing with me.
Yeah, but
and
a lot of times too,
up,
I think these
won't.
Days a lot of the girls that do anal all the time,
mm-hmm.
you can't just walk up and say, here's a dick in your ass because
well, right.
they do it
but
so
I'm not,
much.
To it, you know.
I mean, and yeah. You know, those are the girls that do it way too much, way too often, and...
Well, I want to be able to not shit. That's my goal. If I'm going to play with my butt, I want to be able to not poo. When I'm 50, I still
yeah.
want to be able to, like, be calm.
There's, like, nothing worse than I actually was on a phone time, went on a phone with a girl who was driving home, and she says, we're just talking about whatever, and she just kind of goes, oops. I go, what's wrong? She goes, oh, I just shit my pants.
Jesus.
I was like, she just, like, realized it. She goes, yeah, I just think I just realized. And I was like, you know, you didn't have to tell me that. That's like something you don't need to say to me. I don't really want to know that. It's like, please. It's like,
the end breaker. That's the
like, okay.
end of the phone call.
I was like, I got to go now. Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that would be horrible,
yeah,
I would think, to have
exactly.
that realization that you, and she didn't sound sure. So
yeah.
you're like, well, wouldn't you know?
Yeah,
sharding.
Exactly.
Yeah, but so eventually there will be like anal stuff on my site, but it will always be in the fetish genre or me by myself playing, which I kind of
yeah.
have done a little bit of it, but I'm still...
But like, I love the fact that you're like you're in control of your career, of your
yes.
future, of your you know destiny. You're smart enough, which I always tell every girl in the industry, and that 9 times out of 10 they do not listen to me, but
right.
my partner did in Julie was that I always say that my partner used the business and the business didn't use her.
Exactly.
And I think that is the number one, mm-hmm. I think, rule to the whole thing.
Well, the reason I'm still having so much fun after 5 years and 3.5 in film is
yeah.
because I stuck to my limits.
Yeah.
And I only do things that I like.
Exactly.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? 5, 10 years from now.
5, 10 years retired.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm investing in property and I have other investments that are going on because I'm taking the money and funneling into retirement.
Oh, you're great.
So
girl.
I'm working right now while my body's hot and everything's great and I can still like have everything going on. I'm going to be funneling money into my retirement. When I'm 30, I should have around 20 houses according to my business plan. And when I'm 40, I'll be retired and done. And I can sell out and, you know, move to Hawaii or, you know, have little slaves or whatever.
Go have some babies. Go have some babies. Go have kids. That's the key thing. Wow. Well, we want to thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
This was awesome. Very informative. And, you know, I think everybody will enjoy the content we created.
I hope so.
There's three movies.
I can't wait to hear the feedback.
Sarah, Rap, and Ouch are the three movies. And then there's five photo sets throughout the month. So join us.
Julie Girl of the Month. That's great. All right. Thanks for listening to Julie at Julieland or Hey Julie at Julieland.com. And I want to thank my guests. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah
thank
Blake.
You
can go see her at SarahBlake.com. And thank you for letting me sit in for Julie. She'll be back soon from vacation. And we'll see you soon. What more can you ask for? JulieLand.com.